Welcome to the show. I'm Amanda Salas, filling in for Kristen Smith, and here are 30 things you need to know right now. Many healthy middle-aged people take a daily low-dose aspirin to reduce the risk of heart disease. But now researchers have found that the adverse risks of taking the daily dose significantly outweigh the benefits for healthy people. So while those using aspirin that weren't sick had their risk of heart attack or stroke decreased by 11%, their risk of internal bleeding went up by 43%. And not everyone can let go of Sunday's conference championship game between the Saints and the Rams. Following the controversial no call of a pass interference, which ultimately led to the Rams going to the Super Bowl, some Saints fans have filed a lawsuit against the NFL. They claim damages of mental anguish, emotional trauma, loss of enjoyment of life, and distrust of the game, which has become the national pastime. And finally, check out these two young boys on the Jumbotron at the Philadelphia 76ers game. They are having an epic dance-off. Shirts even came flying off. It was the battle of all battles. And not surprisingly, it's gone viral. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, it sounds like the housing market might be slowing down.
That's right. December home sales fell to their lowest levels in 3 years, indicating a significantly stagnant housing market. A report from the National Association of Realtors says existing home sales dropped 6.4%. The market has been affected by higher mortgage rates as well as land and labor shortages. GMC's new 2020 Sierra truck has X-ray vision. The truck has 15 different camera views, including one that lets the drivers see through the trailer they're hauling. GMC says its new truck will be able to tow more than 30,000 pounds. And fans traveling to Atlanta for the Super Bowl will sadly be missing out on a big Georgia tradition, Chick-fil-A. The restaurant says it has no plans to alter its policy of staying closed on Sunday, even though lots of hungry football fans will be at its location inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium on February 3rd. A spokesperson has confirmed that another vendor will occupy the location during the game.
So why do they stay closed on Sundays?
Well, the Chick-fil-A founder instituted the policy when the restaurant opened way back in 1946, saying he wanted to set aside one day for his workers to rest and worship. The policy has never changed.
Good to know. Thanks, Jerry. And now, time for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. So, Rosanna, finally, there's some good news for NYC commuters.
Oh, you know, some people thought that they actually could walk faster than the subway. So the MTA now is making good on its Save Safe Seconds campaign, getting the subways moving quicker. So they are deploying their speed unit, and they've raised or even eliminated the speed limit in 24 spots. They've also ID'd 320 malfunctioning signal timers, fixing 59 so far. Speed plans to continue examining hundreds of miles of track to resolve every root cause of delay. And that's not the only good news for people who ride the subway. The MTA PD announced crime along the rails that bring people into the city has fallen 13% to a 20-year low. Specifically, robberies fell 41%, petty larcenies by 22%. Now, crime on the subway, which is the responsibility of the transit police, is up slightly, but the MTA says crime was down in Grand Central and Penn Station, which didn't see a single robbery last year. So kudos to us.
That's right. Big news for the Big Apple. Congrats.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Yeah, thank you.
And from the MTA to baseball, let's move to a Yankee legend making history. Tell me about those Bronx Bombers.
Yankee fans are going crazy. Mariano Rivera, the greatest closer of all time, is now the first ball player to unanimously be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And the moment got caught on tape, and it was a beautiful thing.
Amigo, I have another piece of news.
Yes.
You are the first person.
The pitcher received all 425 possible votes, beating Ken Griffey Jr.'s record of 99.32%. Now, during his 19-year career, Mariano set the record for the most saves, helped bring home 5 World Series titles, was named World Series MVP. He will be inducted with ex-Yankee Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, and the late Roy Halladay. And I have to say, I've gotten to know Mariano off and on the field, and he is a class act.
That's what I heard. That is what I heard. Pinstripe pride over there in NYC.
All in a New York minute.
That's right. I love it. Rosanna, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amanda.
Get ready to hit replay. Your favorite songs are getting shorter. Over the past 5 years, the average length of songs on the Billboard Hot 100 has fallen 20 seconds to 3.5 minutes. The number of songs under 2.5 minutes has also jumped from just 1% to 6%. One example of the shortening, Kendrick Lamar. Tracks on the rapper's 2012 album, Good Kid, Mad City, averaged 5 minutes, 37 seconds long. That average fell by 1:40 for 2017's Pulitzer Prize-winning album, Damn. Tracks by the likes of Eric Church, J. Cole, and Kanye West are now 20 to 40% shorter than they were 3 albums back. So why the change? Some believe it may be shortened attention spans. Others blame streaming, as platforms like Spotify and Apple Music now account for 75% of industry revenue. Streaming services pay rights holders per play, not for time listened, meaning artists are paid the same whether a song is 2 minutes or 10. So forget brevity being the soul of wit. With streaming, it's instead the soul of money. Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear Amazon's not just for adults anymore.
Amazon now going after the teenage consumer with Amazon for Teens. It'll now allow kids ages 13 to 17 to browse and place orders on their own, but their profiles will be under their parents' accounts, so mom and dad will still have approval over whether or not a purchase will be approved or declined. Parents can also set up spending limits to have orders approved automatically. And if you've got Amazon Prime, well, your kid's going to have it too. Binge drinking is not just an issue among college students. According to a new University of Minnesota study, it is apparently happening later on in their 20s as well. Researchers found the age of peak binge drinking went from 20 to 22 in women and 21 to 23 in men. The study suggests efforts to combat high-risk drinking should not just focus on college students, but continue through their 20s as well. And there is a growing body of research that suggests sharing a laugh with your other half, it can make a romantic relationship even stronger. Researchers out of the University of Kansas suggest couples who laugh together build security in their relationship and thus stay together. Playfulness seems to be a key to romantic bliss and bonding, but be aware that being too aggressive or putting down your partner may be an indicator of an underlying problem in the relationship. As long as you're laughing with your partner and not at them, it's all good. Let's go back to you now.
Yeah, so you can LOL as long as it's not below the belt. Love that message. Thanks, Danielle. Given their potential health risks, consumers are used to paying a little extra on alcohol and sugary drinks. But could a global tax soon be levied on red meat too? Well, that's what researchers out of Oxford recommend, saying the hike could save 220,000 lives and $41 billion in healthcare costs each year. The proposal comes 3 years after the World Health Organization classified red meat, especially in processed form, as a carcinogenic. Studies have also linked red meat to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. In turn, the study's lead researcher asks whether red meat like tobacco, asbestos, or any food with clear negative health impacts should be regulated. The tax would vary based on consumption and health costs, with prices rising 1% in the likes of Ethiopia. But in the U.S., unprocessed meats would spike 34%, with processed ones up 163%. If consumers get behind the meat tax, experts say the decreased consumption would also boost the economy and cut greenhouse gas emissions. Kind of makes you think, beef, is it what's for dinner? Still ahead, Ariana Grande is facing backlash over her new song, and this giant dog is helping a little girl get through tough times. No need to wait 525,600 minutes. We're just days from Fox's live musical production of Rent. With more, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. So Mike, 20 years after debuting on Broadway, what can we expect from Fox's live musical?
Well, Fox really put together an all-star lineup for this thing. You have Jordan Fisher and Tinashe. You probably remember them both from Dancing with the Stars. You have Vanessa Hudgens, R&B singer Mario, Keala Settle from The Greatest Showman. I love her. She has a phenomenal voice. And there's so many other talented people. Mark Platt is the person overseeing this project, and he's the mastermind behind Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert, Grease Live. So you already know this thing's going to be amazing. And Mark went on to say this new Rent is going to be really the perfect blend between a great live performance and a great cinematic experience. So I can't wait to see it.
Oh, I can't wait. So, Mike, you also mentioned that singer Tinashe was in the Rent cast, but I understand that she's making headlines for another reason.
Tinashe, it seems like she's parted ways with her record label, RCA. If you go on their website, she's nowhere to be found. And if you actually do a search for her, this 404 not found error pops up. And she actually took that error and posted it on her Instagram. She didn't put a caption, though, so fans are kind of freaking out, wondering what's going on with that. It kind of sounds like a confirmation, but there's been no official statement released, so I guess before we jump to conclusions, we'll wait for that.
Probably a good idea. We'll wait and see. Thanks, Mike. And it seems that Americans are starting to pass up on one of their favorite pastimes, an ice-cold beer. According to an article in Bloomberg, Americans are reportedly drinking less for the third year in a row. The amounts of beer, wine, and spirits are down 0.8% in consumption. For that drop, the beer slump may be to blame, as many toss the brew. But those still opting to consume alcohol chose wine instead. Prosecco became a noticeable crowd favorite as wine continued to gain preference over beer. A report by the IWSR, which studies beverage trends, says that in addition to the beer slump, the overall decline in consumption is also due to health. Many Americans are working to lead healthier lifestyles and diets, causing them to kick the spirits, wine, and beer to the curb. At least when choosing to drink, it's quality over quantity. And in today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Alan Floyd has wanted to be a musician since he was a child, but a devastating car accident left him paralyzed from the shoulders down. Alan thought he would never realize his dream of working in music professionally. But Danny's Miracle Angel Network Foundation, or D-Man, stepped in to help. The music therapy nonprofit brings the disabled into a recording studio so they can heal through the power of music. And Alan got to see his dream come true. He recently signed a one-year recording contract with RL Recordings. In our second story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Eddie Alverio and his son Richie have owned Eddie's Custom Cleaners for over 20 years. They love America, and as a sign of their patriotism, they clean American flags for free. Eddie says it's the least they can do to say thank you to our veterans and show pride in our country.
We just have a beautiful country, and I think that everybody should appreciate and give back and be kind to each other.
And in our final story from Fox 46 Charlotte, CMPD officer Chad Webster lives in a full house, a wife, four kids, a dog, and two adorable pigs named Sarge and Frankie. Officer Webster quickly realized his pet pigs were a great way to connect with his community. So he formed the Bacon Response Team. It consists of himself, Sarge, and Frankie, and Officer Webster trained them to be therapy pigs. He's already written two children's books starring the playful pigs, and it helps that Sarge and Frankie love to give hugs and kisses. So cute. Watches are really making a comeback in the fashion world, which is why we have today's top 30 steal. A Burgi watch with Swarovski crystals at a special 90% discount. This luxurious Burgi timepiece features a brilliant case that is studded with 150 sparkling Swarovski crystals. The simple yet elegant dial has a radiant sunray finish and comes adorned with a genuine diamond marker. The slim mesh bracelet has an adjustable clasp and a reliable quartz movement powers its classic three-hand timekeeping. It's available in gold, rose gold, silver, black, two-tone, and tritone. The Burgi watch with Swarovski crystals retails for $485, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 90% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. Ariana Grande's latest track is giving her problems, and the Countess opens up. But first, we're learning more about the woman reportedly at the center of Jeff Bezos' divorce. Elizabeth Wagmeister has the details. Hi, Liz.
Lauren Sanchez's dating history just keeps getting even more juicy. It looks like she struck out with Mets legend Mike Piazza. Sanchez reportedly pursued the baseball stud way back when he played for the LA Dodgers, although he did not seem to fall for her charms. And not everybody is loving Ariana Grande's new song. After already being accused of stealing lyrics from a female rapper, rappers Soulja Boy and 2 Chainz are now both calling her out for copying their lyrics and visuals in her new song, 7 Rings, and the music video. And in housewife news, Luann de Lesseps was caught roasting herself. At her cabaret show in New York, she poked fun at her time in rehab, threw major shade at her ex, Tom, and also revealed that Bethany and her will fight in the next season. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Elizabeth, for the latest news and gossip. Watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. Here's a startling statistic. In 2017, as many as 70,000 Americans died from drug overdoses involving opioids. As the nation works to address an epidemic deadlier than the Vietnam War, a new JAMA study reveals a startling connection. Researchers found higher rates of overdose deaths in counties in which opioid makers offered more gifts and payments directly to physicians. From August 2013 to December 2016, pharmaceutical companies spent $40 million, mostly in the Northeast, promoting opioid medications to roughly 68,000 doctors through trips, consulting fees, and meals. The study, however, does not prove a causal link between industry gifts and opioid deaths. As the crisis has grown, many states have limited opioid prescriptions and the amount of money companies can spend promoting the drug. The number of interactions with drug makers, though, has not yet been capped. Still, experts have questions navigating the ethical gray area of marketing the painkillers to physicians while still allowing those physicians to offer adequate pain management. This is a heartwarming story. We know dogs are a man's best friend, but this time, they're a little girl's best friend. Hazel and June Taphouse were just 4 and 2 years old when their dad, Corey, was killed in a hit-and-run car accident in November 2016. The girl's mother, Emily, moved the girls closer to Grand Rapids, Michigan to give them all a fresh start. Also with their new start came a bulldog puppy named Fern. Emily says after Corey's death, Fern was a ray of sunshine in the Taphouse home, so much so that they adopted another puppy named Juno. Emily says she was at ease to watch her girls healing their broken hearts by playing with the puppies. In fact, a study done at Arizona State University finds that pets give their owners feelings of being needed, along with mutual affection. These are things that most humans cannot always fulfill, and that's much harder when one is experiencing loss. The girls and their dogs comforted each other, healing the sadness of the past, one bark at a time. Moving right along, 2018 was the worst year in U.S. history for school shootings, and in 2017, nearly 40,000 people died from guns, the highest stat in the last 50 years. Now, 2 middle schools in Iowa are offering students week-long classes on how to properly handle a firearm after a 15-year-old boy in their county died in an accidental shooting. District Superintendent Joel Foster said, "Our job and what we do best is education, and educating our kids is a lot better than having them learn about these things on the street. With the number of weapons in our area and the access to them in the homes, I think it's important that we do these things." The classes are scheduled to start in the spring. They will be part of the physical education program, and they are mandatory. But parents are able to opt out on behalf of their kids. The Department of Natural Resources will help, going through gun safety with unloaded guns, water safety, basic survival and first aid skills, wildlife identification, and more. After completion of the 10-hour class, students will receive a certificate of completion. An experimental new treatment using stem cell therapy could be life-changing for people suffering from multiple sclerosis. The study out of Northwestern Medicine in Chicago found that a single stem cell transplant could stop or delay the symptoms of MS better than some medications. In fact, only 10% of those who had a transplant saw their condition get worse over a 5-year period, compared to 75% of patients that got worse using traditional medications. Dr. Richard Bird of Northwestern said, "Transplants ended up being markedly superior in all the parameters we looked at." Researchers are sure to say it's not a cure, but they're hopeful it could push the debilitating symptoms longer than anything else. At least 2.3 million people are affected worldwide by the chronic disease, so although it's not a permanent fix, it could give them the only other thing they want, more time. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. New research finds some popular cold and flu treatments for kids don't work. Plus, why 86 million Americans are afraid of maxing out their credit cards. And these are the jobs that can earn you $100,000 a year without leaving the house.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.